The measures were recommended by the Mountain View Manor Research Committee, which has been meeting since July to try and tackle the assisted living wing's financial problems. Counselor Sue Flint chairs the committee. She explained the recommendations, which included paying back $64,000 in federal grant money that the city received as part of a larger state grant to develop the facility.
That will eliminate a lot of compliance issues that we're having. It takes a lot of time for the administrator to deal with that, and it involves just four units downstairs in the assisted living portion of the new building, and would make those eligible for just regular assisted living.
The committee also recommended an ordinance change that would allow the city to adjust the rent for the facility's 8 independent living apartments using market rates. The ordinance would also increase the basic rental rate for the 12 assisted living units by $50 a month. The committee also recommended spending an extra $1,500 to better advertise vacancies. Petersburg residents voted in 2003 to pay for construction of the new assisted living wing with up to $3.5 million in general obligation bonds. Since it was completed 5 years ago, the building has been unable to bring in enough money to cover its costs, so the city has subsidized the facility with $200,000 to $400,000 a year. The drain on the city's tax-supported general fund has been a big concern for local officials like Mayor Al Dwyer.
I mean, it was a great plan with the information we had at the time, but we know by history that we can't afford it.
If it was filled to capacity, Councillor Sue Flint thought assisted living could at least cover its operating costs, but the city would still need to cover the annual construction debt for the next 20 years.
We will still have to pay the $197,000 debt service.
Anyway.
No matter who's living there.
Right.
So if we can get the assisted living to break even, then we'd love to keep it. Look at us. We're getting pretty gray up here. We're going to need that facility in a few years, and there are a whole lot of others like us. So
I can't tell with Mark.
We really do hope we can keep it.
Well, yeah, if we break even, that's making money as far as I'm concerned, you know. But if we're not, then we have to do something. We're honor bound to do something.
Despite the losses to the city's coffers, Councilor Rick Braun noted that the facility did bring money into the community through employment there as well as spending by the residents.
I think it's a worthwhile risk at this point. I mean, if it just turns out that it's just never going to make it, you know, we can look at it again, but right now I think it's definitely worth making the attempt.
The council voted unanimously to approve each of the recommendations from the committee. While she also voted for the rent increase ordinance, Councillor Nancy Strand noted there was opposition to that measure at the manor.
I received a call from some of my constituency this evening about this matter, and apparently everybody is jet-lagged from travel or ill with one thing and another, which is why there aren't any of the residents from upstairs here to testify about this. But apparently they're not in favor of it, and I'd just like to get that on the record.
It was just the first reading of the rent ordinance Monday night. The public will have another chance to comment on it when it comes up for a second reading on the 20th of December. In Petersburg, I'm Matt Lichtenstein.